Welcome to the Light Church Podcast. This is David Oakes. I'm pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and I am founder of Israel Study Tours with David Oakes and David Oakes Ministries. Thanks for joining me for this latest edition of the Light Church Podcast. Now, on the last podcast, we began to present for you a sermon that I ministered in July of 2003. Now, in that summer, in the months of June and July, I taught for 51 evenings on the subject of divine healing. In fact, we called it the Healing School. We didn't come close, my friends, to covering all that was in the Word of God concerning the subject of healing. Not in 51 sermons. I would guess that we couldn't cover it in 551 sermons. But we felt that it would be good if we would divide the final sermon up, number 51, for you and spread it over two podcasts, because we try to keep our podcast around 30 minutes long. And so we put the first one, Glory to God, on last podcast. The final part, the last half of the sermon, will be on this podcast. The Bible says, glory be unto God, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we just simply went through the Scriptures to give people something that would build faith in their lives. Glory to God. So we encourage you, put the last podcast and this podcast, keep them on your computer. Keep them in your iPods. Keep them in your MP3 players. Make CDs out of them so that you can have it. We just simply cover the Scriptures, glory to God, on the subject of healing. Now remember, as I said last week, we have taken this sermon from an analog source, and so there is some quality issues on this, but you'll get by it here in the first few minutes, and it will be a blessing to you. We praise the Lord for you. We thank all of you who are steady listeners and downloaders, and my, we have them by the hundreds. We praise the Lord that you're able to join us in the name of Jesus. So, sit back, listen with us as we continue in part two. Be blessed in Jesus' name. John 4, verse 47, 48, 49, and 50. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. That's all God's asking us to do now, is just believe the word that he's spoken unto us and go our way. Glory to God. John 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Verse 25, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Verse 37 and 38. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Well, we can say the same thing now. Whether you believe that he's still healing tonight or not believing, just look at the works and believe. Glory to God. John 14, verse 11 and 12. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. I could almost preach right there. He said, greater works would we do, because he's leaving. Why? Because he sent another comforter, he said, whose name is the Holy Ghost. John 14, verse 26 tells us the comforter's the Holy Ghost. Jesus called him another comforter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The same Holy Ghost Jesus was anointed with. Oh, blessed be the name. Has been sent unto us. Acts 3, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Now I'm going to stop right there and say this. We have it. Jesus healed. We spent nearly 20 minutes reading about the healings of Jesus. Now we're going to the acts of the Holy Ghost that he moved and operated through the apostles. Then he went back. We're going to go back to the Old Testament and find where he healed in the Old Covenant.
My God, my God, if he healed in the old covenant and healed when Jesus was here and healed when the apostles here, and this is a better covenant established on better promises, my God, why doesn't he heal now just like he did back there when they weren't even born again? Why is he going to shortchange me? It makes no sense. Makes absolutely no sense. Makes no sense for preachers to stand in their pulpits and tell me the day of miracles is gone. This is the best time to live. If he healed and did miracles in the old covenant, then he's going to be doing it now. Glory be unto God. Woo! Yip, Jesus. Now, Acts 3, 1 through 7 again. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Verse 16, and his name, speaking of Jesus, and his name through faith in his name hath made this man strong whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Glory to God. We don't have Jesus here in the flesh, but we still got his name. Acts 4, verse 10. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. In other words, he got healed after Jesus was crucified by using Jesus' name. Verse 22. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. Verse 29 and 30. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Thanks be unto God, the last three nights we've been looking at the name. The name's been handed to us to use, and things happen when you use the name in faith. Chapter 5 of Acts, verse 16. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. Acts 8, verse 7. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, or who were paralyzed, and that were lame, were healed. Acts 9, verse 34. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole, arise and make up thy bed. And he arose immediately. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 14, verse 8 and 9 and 10, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. I got to go back to Acts 10 because it said Jesus did these miracles for God was with him. Well, Paul, the writer of Hebrews, says this, that the Lord will never leave me nor forsake me. That means God is with me. Lord, we just pray that you be here today. We just pray that you go with us after the service. Folks, you don't have to pray it. He's going with you. He said he'd never leave us or forsake us. I can close this service down, and he's going. He's going with you to your house, and he's going with me to my house. It's just not knowing the Bible that may, well, Lord, we pray that you go with us as we depart tonight. He's going. That's the good news. When you put your little fuzzy hair on the bed tonight and lay your little fuzzy head on the pillow, know this, he's there too. Oh, Well, one thing about it, if I come here every night, you step on my toes. Because I prayed that. Well, good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Acts 28, verse 8 and 9. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. Verse 27, for the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. God's plan is our ears are cleaned out and we hear what He's saying tonight. That our eyes have the blinders so that we see what He's saying so He can heal us. Glory to God. Romans 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or make alive your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Where does the Spirit live? In you. That means He's going home with you tonight. Verse 31, 32. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? That means healing. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, 8, 9, and 10. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. These are gifts from the Spirit. These are not gifts that you learn in the local four-year college institution. These are not man-thought-up gifts. These come from God. These are not doctors healing you. These are come from the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost heals. And the Holy Ghost performs miracles. Blessed be the name of God. Thank God for doctors, but they don't take the place of God. Never have, never will. I was in the hospital room with one that was sick one time, and they had a book about healing on the edge of their bed, and the doctor came in and picked up the book, chucked it back on the bed and said, it's hocus pocus. And about 3 or 4 months later, he didn't have a job. It's not hocus pocus. It's Holy Ghostus. Amen. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 10. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And what was under the curse of the law in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter? Every disease that was named in the law and every one that wasn't, the Bible says. Every single disease that the world will ever come up with, Jesus has redeemed us from it. If they come up with another acronym tomorrow for another disease, if another acrostic is formed, it makes no difference. It's the curse, and Jesus redeemed us. Glory be unto God. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. The key is the power's got to work in you. He will only do to the level of the power that's working in you. That's all He can do. And the power comes from the Word. Philippians 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession or the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Hebrews 12:13, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. That means he healed on the earth. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's going to be the same tomorrow. We're going to be able to say the same thing. He does not change. If he ever healed twice, that's all it took. He's had two or three witnesses. Let every word be established. And we've been able to show so far that there's over two times. James 5:14-15. He turns it over to us. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. That means people who halfway know the word of God, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Oh, blessed be the name of God. You just got to get somebody that knows how to pray the prayer of faith. Then you got to believe it with them. You know, it doesn't do us a bit of good to pray the prayer of faith for somebody if somebody turns right around after you pray and says, well, sure hope I got it. You didn't. Doesn't matter how much the person praying prayed in faith. You got to say, thanks be unto God, I got it now. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 2 Peter 1:3-4. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Everybody say all things,
all things
that pertain unto life,
and
godliness. Does your health pertain unto your life?
Yes.
Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Glory, it all comes through the knowledge. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God's plan was that we become a partaker of the divine nature of the Almighty God, that we partake of deity's power.
Hallelujah.
Not my words, that's the Bible. Well, I don't know if we should be preaching that. Why not? It's in the Bible. If he didn't want us to preach it, he wouldn't have put it in there. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:21-22. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Let me tell you, my heart's not condemning me one bit for preaching this. Verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Got to keep his commandment. You got to do things that are pleasing in his sight. Then you ask and he'll give you anything you want. In alignment with his word. Thank you. 1 John 3:21-22. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God again. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions. Everybody say have. That we have the petitions that we desired of him. We have them, whether we see them or not, we got them. That's faith. And you shall receive. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. And you're going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. If you never speak the words, you'll never see it. the old covenant, Exodus 15, verse 26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord Jehovah thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee. Remember, through our study, it's in the permissive sense in Hebrew. God doesn't have any diseases to put on them. God has to permit it because of their disobedience. He lifts his protective hand off. I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 23, 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Verse 26, there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Glory. Deuteronomy 7, verse 15, and the Lord Jehovah will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Let me tell you, he's leaving it up to you. Choose life or choose death. I choose life. Glory to God. Joshua 21, verse 45. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Everything he said about healing, it all came to pass. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 89, 34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Part of the covenant is we are redeemed from the curse of the law. Psalm 91, verse 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, just remember back a week or so ago when we preached out of Psalm 90 and 91. Ooh, glory. Psalm 103, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You ready for his benefits? You ready? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Those, glory to God, are the benefits. In case you didn't know that scripture was in the Bible, forget not all of his benefits. The problem is the church has forgotten. Verse 3, 4, and 5 said, here they are, the benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Psalm 118, 17 and 18. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 4, verse 20. Are you ready? My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Verse 21, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Verse 22, for they are life unto those that find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh. Verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Isaiah 40, verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord Jehovah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. These things are just not in here for us to pass over. They're in there for a purpose. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. We know by our study that the word holy in Hebrew, C-H-O-L-I, holy, is translated griefs, is translated as sicknesses throughout the Old Testament. For some reason, it's translated griefs here. Surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our sorrows, is translated as pains, macabre, throughout the Old Testament. Sorrows here. And carried our pain. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. And don't give me the thing, well, that's talking about spiritual healing. It doesn't even deserve a thought. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because thou called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Joel 3:10. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Now this is for the age to come. I mean, he's covering everything. Let the weak say, I am strong. Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Did you get it? He changes not. He changes not. If we can find in the Bible where he heals, he's not going to change. He's going to keep on healing. Verse 10 and 11, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. God Almighty, if we do what God says, even in the area of tithing and offering, God's going to raise up himself between us and the enemy. Glory be unto God. God is a good God. Now we went through the Bible from Matthew to Revelation. We could go to Genesis. Look at the beginning healing in the Bible where Abraham was called on by God to pray for the house of the king, and healing came, and all of the women in the house couldn't bear children. They all started bearing children. Healing, my brothers and sisters, takes place from Genesis all the way to Revelation. For in the time when there's a new heaven and a new earth, when God reworks this puppy and makes it new, takes out all that's been polluted, glory to God, takes out all that sin has done to it, it says that the leaves on the trees are going to be for the healing of the nations. Just pluck a leaf. Blessed be the name of God. Healing is covered in every dispensation that man lives in. Why should it be any different in this dispensation, the greatest of all? We are the church of the living God, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are those who are of the mysterion. We are those who are of the mystery. Why should the mystery that nobody can understand except for those of us who have entered into it through the blood of Jesus, why should it exclude preservation for our physical man? It shouldn't, and it doesn't. There's no exclusion. We can say proudly, we can say boldly, we are healed because of the work of Jesus Christ on Calvary's tree. Hallelujah. God's good, isn't he?
Praise the Lord. Now that concludes part two of the number 51 healing school, which was ministered in Bartlesville, Oklahoma at the Light Church Fellowship. Remember, it's online at www.davidoaksministries.org. Come back, listen to us next time. Be blessed in Jesus' name.